You're listening to a program of Creation Myths of China on Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Now, the Chinese Myths Cantata of Chen Yi. She was born in Guangzhou, China in 1955. Dr. Chen is a graduate of the Central Conservatory of Beijing. She came to the United States in 1968 and studied at Columbia University. She served for 3 years as composer-in-residence for three San Francisco organizations, the Women's Philharmonic, Chanticleer, and the Aptos Creative Arts Program for middle school children. She taught at the Peabody Conservatory for 2 years and is now Distinguished Professor in Composition at the Conservatory of the University of Missouri, Kansas City. She is the recipient of the prestigious Charles Ives Living Award, awarded every 3 years by the American Academy of Arts and Letters. She was also the first recipient of the Eddie Medora King Award for Musical Composition at the University of Texas at Austin. Chinese Myths Cantata was commissioned by the Women's Philharmonic and Chanticleer to culminate Chen Yi's residency in Meet the Composer's Residencies program. The cantata consists of three movements based on popular stories chosen from among the many Chinese myths. The first story, Pan Zhu Creates Heaven and Earth, begins with the sound of chaos and a solo bass voice chanting chaos in English and Chinese. Soon, the music symbolizes the environment, which is in the shape of a large egg. The Pan Zhu, an enormous giant, was being nurtured in this egg for more than 18,000 years, long before the genesis of the universe. The music represents the slow and gradual development of the Pan Zhu until the day he awoke and stretched himself, shattering his egg-shaped world into a chaos of pieces. After mammoth outbursts from the orchestra, high sounds are heard representing the pure, lighter elements that gradually rise up to become heaven. The low sounds represent the impure, heavier parts that slowly sink down to form the earth. The insistent brass section, representing Pan Zhu, is supported by a motive sung by the choir. Pan Zhu stood between heaven and earth and grew 9 times a day for another 18,000 years in order to keep them completely separated. Now the music, led by a crescendoing brass, comes to the climax of the first movement. Pan Zhu had grown extremely tall, standing between heaven and earth, in order to assure that they would be securely established in their places for many more ages. Pan Zhu then died, and parts of his body divided to become the various elements of the universe: sun and moon, winds and clouds, mountains and rivers, trees and flowers. The Women's Philharmonic will be conducted by Joanne Folletta. They'll be performing with Chanticleer and traditional Chinese instrumentalists.